Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you every single day based on scripture, verse by verse. Said that a little bit differently this time, but you get the idea. All right, we're in the World English Bible, and some people have asked me, well, why do you read out of the World English Bible? That's an obscure translation. It's because it's royalty-free, and I won't get in trouble by saying too much of a particular version, so that's why I do that. It's a little clunky, but it is free, and that's why I do that. All right, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 8 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Now, concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. But if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he doesn't yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, the same is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that no idol is anything in the world, and that there is no other God but one. For though there are things that are called gods, whether in the heavens or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet to us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom we are all things, and we live through him. However, that knowledge isn't in all men, but some, with consciousness of the idol until now, eat as of a thing sacrificed to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food will not commend us to God, for neither if we don't eat are the worse, nor if we eat are we the better. But be careful that by no means does this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to the weak. For if a man sees you who have knowledge sitting in an idol's temple, won't his conscience, if he is weak, be emboldened to eat things sacrificed to idols? And through your knowledge, he who is weak perishes, the brother for whose sake Christ died. Thus, sinning against the brother and wounding their conscience, when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will eat no meat forevermore, that I don't cause my brother to stumble. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we live in a world with a lot of food rules, and we see a lot of morality tied to food, and some people see some food as immoral and some food as moral, and we've become a big, huge mess. In this particular context, we're talking about food that was given to idols, and I remember living in Malaysia for about a month and a half after college, and in the front of the little houses, there would be this little spirit house, and there'd be some incense burning and then like a random mango or something. And that food was being sacrificed to an idol. It was the most, it was the clearest picture of what that looked like, because I don't see that in America very often. And so, Lord, that's a very clear sense of, if you don't have a stronger conscience that eating that food sacrificed to an idol could cause you to sin because you're feeling like you're actually adoring that idol. But Lord, one of the things I love about this passage is that the person who is more free is the more mature person. Paul here is talking about brothers and sisters who are probably new believers. And so they're, when you're a new believer, your conscience is seared. You are very cautious about what you do, what you eat, what you say, how you live your life. And everything feels sinful to you because you've been delivered from the domain of darkness into the marvelous light. And it's hard for you to discern what's good, what's bad. But the longer we walk in Christ and the longer we walk alongside Jesus, the more free we are. And we can say things like Paul talks about here in this passage. Yeah, it's offered to an idol, but an idol doesn't exist. There's only one God. And so I'm free to eat of that. But the greatest ruling authority here is the word love, agape, where if it will harm somebody else by exercising my freedom, then because I'm so free, I'm going to use my freedom as a way not to harm, because the underlying law is love. And so here we see just a beautiful picture of God saying, you are to love me and to love others. And here's one way, very practical, that you can do that. And that's what I love about scripture, super practical for us and gives us a place to really dig our teeth in. Although we don't have meat sacrificed to idols, there's a lot of other things in our world today that could cause someone to stumble. So Lord, help us to use our freedom as an opportunity to love and serve others instead of just a way to blatantly snub our noses at rules. So Lord, thank you for that. May the ruling law be love in our lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. She wants you to be a part of this healing process that you are walking through. And she has a brand new book, which is coming out. It's just come out on September 20th, called Colorful Connections. And so if you want to really experience that healing and racial reconciliation type healing, then pick up her latest book called Colorful Connections. You can find out more about Dr. Dalton Smith at drdaltonsmith.com. You can find her various books. You can find a quiz there that teaches you what kind of rest you need. I think I need them all. And also her podcast and all the things that she offers to you. Her heart is to help you heal and find wholeness. And she's done an amazing job of that. Dr. Dalton Smith, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to sponsor Pray Every Day, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marriedtomeyouth.com and she'll get you started.